open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
All righty, welcome in to the Pine Room Podcast, episode 132. I'm here with myself, Joshua Block, and Brian, and Cooley, and Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig. Hi, Josh.
Hello, welcome into the Pine Room Podcast. Myself and Jub are in costume. Soup and Cooley are not in the Halloween spirit. Costume is the legendary World of T-Shirts, Joshua Block on TikTok, and Jub is the monkey from last year.
Yeah, I'm doing a series of costumes. The very first year, I was a monkey construction worker. And then last year, I was an executive monkey. I was executive ape. And then I got laid off of my position, and now I work for Ace Garage. Shout out to Ace Garage and Scotty.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll be our next sponsor. Are you guys aware of Josh Block? Well, I know Jub is. Cooley is a little bit.
I've become aware of him, but I have yet to watch his videos. I don't know.
Only from what you showed me the other night at Halloween.
I wish I could pull it up.
He's scum of the earth.
I should have grabbed my laptop so we could watch a little bit.
What does he say, Jub?
My fucking head.
That was when he was golfing with Marty Mush.
And then he bites himself,
and
apparently.
He hit his head. So, he's an unfortunate situation, Josh. He lost his mom and then just kind of has spiraled out of control and is now a major alcoholic. He's on a cruise right now, though.
Oh, that's good.
Where's he going?
Bermuda. People were tracking him.
The Triangle.
Apparently, somebody died on the cruise.
Well, there was a lady on a cruise who fell off the deck. She was like 64 years old, and she fell off the side of the boat. But I don't know if that's the same one.
That just happened?
Yeah, it happened like last week.
How would a 64-year-old even get in a situation where she falls off?
I couldn't tell you.
I bet that's motor.
What, did she got pushed off?
Yeah, I think so. Because what is she doing to us? She just falls off.
Maybe that's a Halloween spooky story.
What do you think? You think?
No, I bet she was probably doing something and maybe taking a picture or trying to get something or maybe just being funny. And then I guarantee she just slipped and fell. Or maybe she was hammered, which probably plays a big role in it. They never found her.
They never found her?
No.
Oh, that's scary.
And guess when she fell, too.
Huh.
Pitch dark.
Oh.
Nighttime.
I feel like once you fall in that water.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
that's one of my biggest fears.
Cool. Imagine
ever.
Falling in
water.
Water
dark?
Yeah. Imagine falling in at nighttime and you just watch the lights of the ship go
just
away.
Disappear.
Just disappear.
That's got to be such a lonely feeling.
Oh. That's terrifying, actually, to think about.
At what
that.
Point do you lose hope? Like, and you just
immediately.
Like,
no way.
Oh, immediately.
Really?
Yeah, because...
No, I feel like naturally you would think, okay, like, they might, like, notice I'm gone. My family might think I'm gone.
What if you just kept seeing it go straight?
But that's the thing, though. Like, how long until you notice someone's, like, fully gone?
Well,
apparently
on these cruise ships, they have, like, a sensor. Like, if it senses something go over the sides, it'll warn the crew. So it might have had something like that. And they have security cameras all over the boat. So I think they caught it, but by the time they turned the ship around, because those ships
they don't have something like a small boat they can just take get it. I mean, they don't need to turn the whole cruise around.
Well,
I feel like by the time they figure out that she's
apparently
gone,
they have sensors. I don't know. That's gay.
They just have a recovery crew ready. I was looking here that I guess yesterday the I hear him breathing over there.
Ew.
the some cruise ship in Britain, or coming back from Britain, a person died, and 100 others were injured after heavy winds and big waves, a big storm hit the ship. I don't know how the person died. I don't understand.
Probably some kind of furniture probably hit him in the head.
When you guys are on those cruises, I still haven't been on one. I know you guys have been on multiple ones. When the waves get really bad, can you really feel like the rocking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not like you're not falling from side to side. There have been times where you can stumble a little bit, but like if it's a normal day, you don't notice a thing.
Sometimes you'll be at dinner and you just feel yourself swaying a little bit.
Have you guys done an all-inclusive resort yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is would you have to pick, cruise or all-inclusive? Vacation wise,
I would probably say cruise, just because you're moving, you're not stuck in one place. Not that you're stuck, but you're seeing different places.
When you dock on the cruises, how long do you get to go explore?
It's like six hours.
Okay, dude, I think I want to do a European cruise.
That'd be fun. Yeah,
because then you get to see probably five or six different countries, right?
Yeah,
plus with the cruises, like Cool says when he talks about his vacation, it's not like go, 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 like plan, plan, plan. It's plan your excursion, have a day off. Plan your excursion, have a day off. So, like, you're not always go, 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 go.
Like, when I went to London, for example, you have to plan every meal. You got to go. Like, if you're staying at a place for a week, you got to buy groceries or, like, on a cruise, everything's right there. At 2 in the morning, you want a slice of pizza, you just walk down to the main floor, you grab food, you go fill up your cup, and you go back to bed. Or you can go down to the casino.
That's the thing. Not that I've had like a really bad vacation, but I think cruises are the best that I've probably been on.
It just depends what you want. I think if you want to relax and like actually not have to worry about anything, I think the cruise is the way to go. But
would you go backpacking?
Like a hike?
Yeah, like up in Europe?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I'd have to be, like, extremely prepared. Yeah. I'd feel much safer if I had a gun on me.
Well, when people backpack, they, like, stay at Airbnbs and stuff. We don't have to stay in tents, right?
I would want to stay in a tent.
Oh, you would?
I think that would be the most fun. I think staying in an Airbnb would be okay, but, like, if you went out in the total wilderness and we went out there and just, started fires and like, maybe shot a bird or two...
That would be a lot of fun.
Why do you gotta shoot a bird? You don't have to shoot a bird.
Imagine taking this crew on a backpack.
I'd freak out.
You would probably be the most scared, I think.
Oh, dude.
Especially at nighttime when we're all huddled in a tent and you hear a little shaking.
Oh, I'd be a mess.
You know, I think, how long do you go for?
Week.
Oh, fuck. That's a long time.
Nah, you can go for
dude,
like 3 days.
Weekend,
some girl that I knew through somebody. She stopped her job to go backpacking Europe for a month.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
For a month?
That would be kind of sick. Well, I'm assuming she stayed at some
hotels.
She
probably stayed at like homesteads and breakfast, like bread and breakfast.
Yeah. But you're not staying out in the wilderness for a month.
No,
you could.
Where would we shower if we did it for a week?
You know what I'd do? I'd take an RV, like a little RV.
Oh, yeah, an RV.
That
would
be sick.
We would just go find the nearest creek and, you know, wash your pits, wash your goods.
Like our ancestors did.
Yeah, I mean, you could survive.
When was the first shower?
That's a great question.
What do you guys think? I'll look it up.
Well, are you saying the first, like, I step into it and it shoots water at me?
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
I'd say medieval society. Like,
You're saying before BC, before Christ.
No, I wouldn't say BC. I'd say
when you say shower, like a modern day shower or like...
A legit shower. You step in there and there's water getting sprayed
actually,
on you.
Actually, maybe
you
like back
off.
In like ancient Rome,
I
feel like.
No, because they have bathhouses, but I don't know whether they have actual pouring showers.
I'm going to say, like, ancient Rome, whenever that is. What's
1100
that, like?
BC.
Well, I'm getting a couple different answers. So the first mechanical shower operated by hand pump was patented in England in 1767. But bathing in ancient China may be traced back to the Shang Dynasty 3,000 years ago. Archaeological findings from the Yingzhou ruins show a cauldron to boil water, smaller cauldrons to draw out the water to be poured into a basin.
Woo! Oh, 3,000.
1100
BC.
Yeah, yes.
The shower's been around that long and you still stink.
Wow.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
You like a good shower.
Oh, I can't beat it.
You
guys shower twice a day?
Yeah, most
depends.
Of the time.
Me too.
Depends.
Yeah. I normally do one.
Yeah, I would say 50-50.
Yeah, I'm usually twice
a day. My hair is what keeps me from showering twice a day.
A morning shower will just get you going.
Yeah, dude, I can't go. I can't do anything without a morning shower.
Do you?
I actually don't. Today I did. But usually I don't because I work out in the morning and I won't shower before I work out.
What temperature are you taking a shower at?
Hot.
Like probably like, I don't know, 75 degrees.
What the fuck? You don't know that.
That's what like a warm pool is, right?
Like 75 is
hot.
I mean, that's
pretty hot.
That's like lukewarm.
Yeah. If you get in a 75 degree pool, that's not like hot. That's
yeah,
like,
but my showers aren't hot. Like I'm not burning. Like, you guys got to think about, what are hot tubs at when you get in there? It's, like, burning.
104?
Yeah, 104 is, like, the...
So, what, your shower's probably in the mid-80s
when
it's hot?
Mine's probably higher than that. Mine is as high as the hot will go on the...
What?
That's not...
It's so hot that it makes my head itch. That's how hot...
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Why?
Turn it down.
I love a hot shower. I love feeling my skin, like, I just... It makes me feel clean.
That can't be healthy.
No, it's not healthy for you.
Why?
But it's bad for your skin.
Probably dry.
Probably explains why your head itches.
Yeah.
I think your head
itches
because
of the bugs.
Yeah, the lice, yeah. But no, my head doesn't itch normally. It itches when I put it under the hot water.
That's what I'm saying's
bad for you is the hot water.
His mouth moves in that mask.
Is it burning it away?
I think when I turn it up
all the way, it burns all the goo away. And then I scrub knees nice and deep.
Is there any food that you guys don't like but you'd like to like?
Any foods I don't like that I want to like?
Yeah.
Dude, I've talked about that before.
Linking this to shower, have you ever eaten in the shower?
No.
When I probably was like, had a few. Like, I've had a peanut butter and jelly in there.
What? Really?
Like, this was a long time ago.
What the fuck?
What about you guys?
No. I've never done
that.
Why would you have set me up for this?
I think you seemed ashamed of that. No,
I mean, I wasn't happy when I was doing it.
I think I have. Maybe like a granola bar or something.
You know what I don't agree with? And I think it's from one of you two. I do not agree with leaving your toothbrush in the shower.
Why?
I don't like that.
Oh, I do that.
I do that sometimes.
But don't you get like gross stuff on it?
You get in there with that toothbrush. You let it just go all
actually,
over.
Actually, you know what? You guys are. Maybe it's good for the toothbrush to leave in the shower. My dad leaves it in the shower.
I think it's better because when you flush the toilet, all that poop goes. Whereas you keep it behind the curtain.
What?
When you flush the toilet, all the poop. This cloud goes, gush, and all the poop particles.
What do you mean? What do you,
yeah, that's true.
When you flush the toilet,
no, it's true. It's your like bathroom is
right.
Filthy.
He's right.
All
he's
the
right.
poop particles
yeah,
go up in the air.
All the dust.
It's disgusting. You know what you really know grosses that? Me out? I thought about this the other day. I'll go back to the food question in a second. Do you guys know, like, say you're in a public bathroom and you're in a stall, right? So someone like wipes, they got to open the stall. They haven't washed their hands yet. Like, think about what you're touching when you got to open that stall.
Yeah, you should wash your hands.
Afterward. I'm just saying, in the meantime, like, you're touching something gross.
Yeah, and then you touch your phone or your face. And
all right, gross. Let's be... Do you always wash your hands after you go to the bathroom at home?
I think if you say yes, you're just fucking lying.
You're lying to yourself.
Sometimes I'll just, like, turn the water on.
I always at least do water.
Yes.
I might not always
do the water. Not always.
If I go in there and crush a brown, then I'll for sure wash my hands. But
crush a brown.
If I just pee.
Yeah, I'm not. The hell no.
Sometimes.
I always do water.
Well, Jared, don't make it seem like you don't ever wash your hands.
Oh, no. I'm saying if you go in and pee.
Have you guys woke up in the morning and
sometimes
your hands
you don't even
stink?
Have to touch your
wiener.
No. What?
That's an issue.
What?
Time out.
Wait.
Time out.
Is this Craig speaking?
Have you ever woke up in the morning and your hands stink?
No.
Stink like what?
I think the knob in my room is like, you know when you like smell
it
like
is.
Pennies?
It smells like shit.
It smells like pennies?
Yeah, it smells terrible.
My
knob it does.
Like the metal rubs off, and then when I get in the car, I get so pissed because my hands smell like metal.
It does, yeah, that knob
you
on
just
the door.
Fucking clean it.
It's so gross.
No, it's not. It's not that it's a dirty thing. It's the metal.
The metal's like worn down.
Yeah, and it's like a brass
it's so
handle.
Gross. I try to open it with my feet because I hate.
That's not real.
That's fucking. Just don't ever close it.
I have to.
Wow. Send me a video.
If I don't close it, if I open my window, the door goes open and closed because of the pressure in the room.
You're gonna start a storm in there.
Isn't that crazy?
I had the heater and the AC on at the same time.
That's just so weird.
Not meaningfully, but
what foods don't you guys like that you'd like to like?
That's a good question.
I already have the reason I asked is because like it was.
Could it be a drink?
Yeah, it can be a drink.
I wish I really, really loved beer. I wish I really, really loved beer.
That's fair.
But you've.
I can't get into it. I really can't.
I was gonna argue with him, but he really doesn't. Like,
no, yeah, just, that, really that's a good one for you because I feel like beer is just. It's more accessible.
I would love to go out to a bar and just go get a beer. Like every time we go out to drink, it's like, what do you guys want? And then all I could say is, give me an Icy Light for a dollar, but I fucking hate it. So I have to
You don't like Bud Light, no Coors, no IPAs.
I've never had a beer that I genuinely enjoy. The only one that I kind of like is Guinness, but
that's
I
crazy.
I think it disguises that beer flavor.
You count Twisted Tea?
As beer?
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
What is that?
It's like a malt liquor.
Are you a cocktail guy, Jub?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You fucking want to be grown-ups like that old-fashioned, which is absolutely
Jub, that's
dog
delicious.
I agree,
it's
Jub.
It's so dog so good, shit.
Dude. That shit burns your throat.
With the cherry at the
end. Is an old-fashioned?
It just tastes like watered-down
bourbon. Whiskey with... Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
A little bit of sugar in there.
It's so gross.
I think it's disgusting.
Somebody gave me one when we were out sometime. It might have been you. And it was so strong.
What's your go-to cocktail?
What's considered a cocktail?
Like a vodka Sprite.
Yeah.
That's a cocktail?
Vodka cranberry is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
The old fashioned is a cocktail made by muddling sugar with bitters and water, adding whiskey or sometimes brandy, and garnishing with an orange slice or zest. And a cocktail cherry.
So it all good, sounds dude. Good on paper, but it sucks.
And everybody.
What the fuck does that mean, muddling sugar?
They're like these little cubes.
Like,
that you
will
crush.
You drink bourbon straight?
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, you don't.
I would rather have a Captain and Coke, but I would drink
like
a
Captain
dog
and Coke
shit.
Is elite.
Yeah, I mean, that's as good as it gets.
Like but that. Bourbon is so bad.
When you sip it, though?
I tried to do that at home one time. Like, I just tried to take it and sip it real slow. It's so bad.
You didn't have the right ice cube.
The answer to your question, Soup, pickles.
Oh, that's a good one.
I see everybody loves pickles. There's fried pickles. There's the Picklesburg. Like,
you take your pickles off your Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, I don't get them on there. Yeah. Like, if I bite into a sandwich and those pickles, it pisses me off.
What don't you like about them?
I just don't like the taste, and I wish I did because I feel like people that like them absolutely love them, and I feel like I'm missing out.
I think every girl I know likes pickles.
Yeah, Jerry,
I think
right.
It's like
there's not one girl now, that doesn't like pickles.
Let's get into this a little bit, because you like those sweet and spicy jalapenos that we get at the Pine Room.
I do.
Maybe I'll put you onto a sweet and spicy pickle.
Oh, or a bread and butter pickle, Jub?
I've tried
bread
a lot
and
of
butter.
Pickles. And,
unbelievable. Jub, you like them?
Hannah wants to kill me every time I say it because she's dill.
Those bread and butter. Oh my gosh!
What's bread and butter? What's the difference? Like
bread and butter is like a sweet. It's a sweet, but there's a little bit of that pickly in there, but it's sweet.
I see.
So good.
Everybody that likes them fucking loves them, and I'm just like, it's just.
I've eaten them out of the jar.
I would like to do that. I think that'd be great. It makes me sad that I can't enjoy that.
They sell at Sheetz. They sell these snapped pickles that are phenomenal. You just you open it up and there's no brine and it's just the pickles and they're so good. They're so good. It's like a quick snack.
You pickled onion guy?
Love them. Oh, we got some in the fridge.
Oh, in there right now?
Yeah.
No,
I
right
swear
now.
To God.
Why are they in there?
So I think somebody had them at the Christmas party.
I thought it was
they're a year old.
They're pickled. You can leave pickles forever.
Can you?
Isn't it? Wait, I thought that was from the guy that listens to the
show. No.
What did he get?
That's ramps.
Ramps,
you like pickled ramps.
No, what?
Ramps. They're it's like a little onion.
No.
You pull them out of the... You ever pull those things out of the ground? It's like...
But why do you think I like those?
Because they're pickled. They're like the flavor of those peppers, but they're without the pickle flavor.
But I've never had
them. Oh, shit.
So how do you know if I like them?
Oh, shit.
That looks absolutely disgusting.
You get the pickled onions.
That's a pickled onion?
I'm telling you, listen. They're really good, but they're really, really strong. Like, super strong.
Dude, these expired earlier this week.
Really?
Best Buy year? October 21st, 2023.
That's, well, they're still good.
Wait,
then.
23. It's 24.
Oh, these expired a year ago.
And so it's
look up, Jared, if pickles can, if things that are pickled can expire.
Well, let's see what they smell think, like. Let's open it up and smell it.
Don't open it.
I
that.
Like pickled.
No, we got to smell it.
I don't want to do it.
Smell it.
Here, get
it
on the
looks
mic.
A little pressurized.
I know. I like pickled
good.
Onions, which I'm worried about.
If it
about.
Hisses when you open it, don't eat it.
I don't like the color of this, and I eat pickled
onions. No, that's
onions
okay.
Often.
They're red onions. It's okay.
I don't know about this one, y'all.
Let's see if we...
If you're just watching this, we've had this thing of pickled onions for a long time. And they've been in the fridge. See? Okay, we're good.
Well, it says, yes, pickled foods can go bad, but they generally have a longer shelf life than other fresh foods.
Are we good?
He's wafting right now.
Yeah, soup's...
Yeah, smells normal.
Yeah, see? Soup's sniffing them.
Let me give it a smell.
That looks like...
They're just little slivers of onion.
Did that not just look like bait?
Bait?
That's strong.
You say bait?
Yeah, like ooh. Something you'd use it for fishing.
Ooh, I don't... That... I feel like there's a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right, Jared. It's a little off.
I think there's something little
oh,
off
fuck
with it.
Yeah.
I don't. I can't smell it.
Ew.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good.
What's it called?
Listen, that you eat that
red
though. That stays. You eat stuff. You eat that. That stays with you for a while.
These are due south
put the
all
lid back
natural
on that. It
pickles.
Stinks.
Red onion cult.
Try. Listen, I would give any. Please try one.
Will
Jared.
You try one, Joe?
I can't because I got this on. But I. Oh, I've already. I've sit here in the office and eat them out of the jar.
My breath's gonna smell for a week.
No, it yeah, won't. Not if you have one of them.
Gotta come to your.
Come
sweat.
On, just have one for the episode.
Yeah. The only thing I'll do is for content.
For yeah, there you go.
You might throw up.
They're just little slivers. You're not gonna.
Ew! What the?
Yeah, there you go. Get that right there.
Yeah, you just pull that out there with you your go. Finger.
Oh,
I don't mind onions.
Oh. That literally looks like squid.
Oh
God!
Now just give it a little nibble.
Yeah.
A little nibble.
Just drop it in there like a worm.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think? Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Oh,
he's squeezing his fist.
It's not
those
bad.
Those are year-old pickled onions.
I don't know how to fucking.
They can't be that bad.
Oh God,
what's wrong with them?
I like pickled
they
onions.
Soup, your turn. They taste rotten.
Soup, your turn.
I'm not eating
come
that.
Come on.
You like those.
I like pickled onions.
For
but
the
when
vine.
He, when he ate that, dude, it made me like.
Do it for the.
Yeah,
do
that
it
made
for,
my stomach. Like, all right.
Do it for us.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That couldn't have been that bad.
Oh, it smells horrible now that he like has brought it out
dude,
of the.
He's going to be smelling that forever.
I'm going to put the lid back on.
No, but is there anything more disappointing than you, when
now.
You don't like your food?
Ugh.
I was talking to my dad about this. I've rarely had a bad meal.
I need
but
a lifesaver.
I mean, I would say there have been meals that I, maybe not I don't like, but I've just been so unsatisfied with. Where, like, I come away and I go, God damn it, like that. I just like wasted I just, my
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's the worst. Or if you go to a place that you're comfortable with, like a Dairy Queen or Chipotle, and they really mess your order up, that's miserable.
Our camera's flashing. I don't know why, but we're just going to keep going until it goes out.
Got a mind of its own.
I don't think it's, it must not be plugged in.
Mm. Is it not plugged in? What are you? Why are you eating those like fucking candy?
Yeah, is that a
you're
mint?
Rattling his around his teeth?
Yeah, these aren't M&Ms, you weirdo.
Just put it in like a Zen.
Why are you eating it like M&Ms or like popcorn?
What are you talking about, bro?
You now, Jub, we might need to plug that camera in, but
let's take a break.
Wait, no, we got to keep going.
Yeah, here's this is what I think.
Give me a rundown of the onion.
He got on my beard, I think. The onion tasted it very. It's very strong. It's very, very strong.
How horrible. Much for you to try that?
It just was like, it was too, I feel like burnt the back of my mouth.
I'm telling you right now, if you tried that, I swear I would literally pass out from laughing.
He almost made me laugh really hard.
I'm in a vulnerable state and I would throw up.
Why are you in a vulnerable
cool,
state? Cool,
about three $10,
chicken sandwiches today.
A $10 free bet on Sunday.
No.
$15.
Who's picking the bet?
No, you. I'll just give you the money.
No,
free.
It's okay.
$20 free bet.
I don't want your money.
$100 free bet.
Okay.
Actually.
Here, so back on to what we were talking about. Job is the king of going different than what he usually likes, trying something different, and he doesn't like it.
It's a dangerous game,
I don't think
Job.
I don't like it, but I just am disappointed that I didn't get what I wanted.
Yeah, that's the worst.
But you do that more than anybody.
You know, I like exploring, but like, there are places where I'll never change what I get. Drovers comes to mind. I will never ever get anything different at Drovers every time.
You
I
might
go
be
there.
Missing out. Who knows?
No.
How about Cooley said they got cookies?
They are good.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
they're really good.
Better than the Wild Things?
Huh?
Who's the Wild Things?
At the Wild Things game.
What are you talking about?
When the hell
about?
Do you... What?
They had milk and cookies at the Wild Things game.
No, they still do.
Yeah,
it's
they
like
still
unbelievable.
Do. They have them at the Wild
Fresh,
Things
warm
game.
Chocolate cookies.
I never got them.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Jeb. Yeah, they're better than that.
Really,
you haven't even
really
had them.
They bake them fresh.
They bake these ones fresh, too.
No, they don't.
At a ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
They pull it out of the microwave with
milk,
the hot dogs.
They have t-shirts that say milk cookies baseball.
Mm-hmm. But sorry, go ahead. Drovers, you'll never change.
I'd say like Drovers, I'd never change. I'd say, what else? Oh, like Avenue Eats, I'll never get a different burger. Or not Avenue Eats. Market Vines, I'll never get another burger at Market Vines.
Jack Brown's, if you ever go back.
I'll never get something different. There's just specific restaurants where I'll never change, but there are also restaurants that I know are exciting and new. Like Chinese, recently I've wanted to change what I get at Chinese because I know there's something good out there. I just need to find it. But... I always normally get disappointed. Like last week, I had just broccoli and garlic sauce. It wasn't the best thing I ever had, but if I would get it again, I'd get it again.
Broccoli and garlic sauce? Is that what you said?
Yeah. It's like.
Probably be so good with General Tso's.
It's so good. And listen, and they do broccoli really well. I recommend that. But I was just disappointed at the end because it wasn't.
I think garlic is a little overrated.
Mm-mm.
My mom hates garlic.
Love it.
As a flavor, I think.
You give my mom garlic and you think that you gave her like cyanide.
She's like a vampire.
She goes, oh, there's garlic in that.
Jub,
wait. There's garlic in that.
Are you...
She does do that.
We're going to be in a big city in December. What foods are you excited to try?
Just burgers.
What is Nashville known for?
Their
hot chicken.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm going to love that.
And their brunch places...
I don't really care about brunch, but I want a hot, spicy chicken sandwich for sure. I'll fuck that up. Know what I struggle with, though, when it comes to food? Is if I go to, like, some kind of, like it's something where you can pick the toppings.
What do you mean?
I am so bad at that.
What do you mean toppings?
Like Chipotle?
Like Mooey's or, like, we went to that Red Bull place where you can, like, pick whatever goes on top of the meal.
It's
like,
everything.
I get too much.
I remember we went to... A very good example of that is when we were little, we went to Cold Stone Creamery, which is like, that when that first came to Wheeling, it was like,
dude.
Oh, Jesus, we had to get there.
That was like the greatest
weekend.
Thing ever. Mm.
So I remember we went up, and he got literally everything in his ice cream.
Cool,
Kit
he
Kat,
did.
Reese's, Snickers, Oreos.
Yeah.
It was so much, he took like two bites.
And it was
and
just,
then
batter.
Our buddy Kyle, you
know. Yeah, so Zach, how the hell did you remember
I remember that, too.
Dude, but that cake batter from Cold Stone, oh, my goodness.
What do they sing when you give them a tip at Cold Stone?
What do they say?
We just got a
creamed.
Tip.
Oh.
What?
Cream.
We just got a tip.
Oh, they do that, don't they?
They sing it together?
Really?
And then they clap. And I don't know what the song is, but you put a tip in and the girl goes, we just got a tip.
Where do you think the best birthday restaurant is to go to? Like fusion, Mexican?
I'd say Mexican because they give you a shot of tequila if you like tequila.
Texas Roadhouse, they put you up on that bull.
They don't really do anything at Fusion other than sing.
Well, they give you the fried ice cream and they hit the thing when they come out. Boom.
At Texas Roadhouse, they yell,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
At Texas Roadhouse, they yell, stop what you're doing, swallow what you're chewing, and give a big yee-haw.
Oh, my God.
Cool. Happy birthday song.
Happy birthday song.
What the fuck's that?
That's
fusion.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday
it comes
song.
From the speakers above us.
I don't remember that. I thought it...
My mom...
Is it still the same music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom won't let it... She doesn't want us to go to Fusion ever again.
They got tables you can
sit
at.
She's like...
Because someone got burned?
If you see a video... If my mom sees a video online... That has to do with like a disaster in any scenario, like a kid's bike explodes. she'll never want us to ride a bike again. Mm. Like, he could have ran over a landmine in a war zone, but she'd say, you know those bikes, they explode. You shouldn't be riding that. You shouldn't be riding that.
You know those bikes,
But like Fusion, those people got burnt, and now she will never step foot in a Fusion again.
Yeah, you're right.
How did that happen?
Because the cap on the oil wasn't on all the way, and he just went like that, and the fire just went all over.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my.
That's actually kind
of
scary.
Yeah, it is, because like, you're like sitting on the edge
of your
seat.
There's nothing you
can do. No, you're just expecting it to be a good normal show, like how it always is, and then if you just get smacked with the flame.
I bet every chef that went back to work as soon as they could after that was like tightening I love the videos of the babies that go to those hibachi restaurants
and their eyes like get all big.
Yeah, those are great,
because it does, it gets hot quick.
I do like a good hibachi show.
Right? Hibachi's the best environment. Either that or Mexican is the best
food
environment.
Italian's sweet, dude.
Oh,
no, I'm not saying in taste in general.
Yeah,
No. The Italian environment's awesome with the music going and everyone's like enjoying their night.
I guess it depends on what vibe you want.
The thing with Italian is like, if you're tired, like right now, if you went to Italian, you'd be fucking asleep.
Yeah.
Because like a place like Figaretti's or any other Italian restaurant, you're getting low light, a nice little like Dean Martin playing like softly, a little candle.
It's like a fucking funeral home.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it is. It's
but,
a funeral
hey,
home.
About hibachi, though, I still haven't found one better than Fusion, and I'm serious.
Honestly, same.
Hey, what did...
Like, I'll be honest. Like, I found better Italian. I found better Mexican. It's just, dude, Fusion is actually the best.
What did Nick say when you guys were on vacation in... you guys have been waiting all day and you were hungry or something, and that guy started doing tricks with the stuff.
Yeah, we're not impressed. I've seen this before. I'm not. He just kept flipping it, and like he was like dropping the egg, and it was smashing all over. We're not impressed. He'd look and say, he's really bad. And he was like saying it really loud.
Good. I that stuff's all fun. I hate, and my dad is like, yes. When I go out to eat, I can't stand when people want to sit at a bar. I hate that.
Oh, I've done that. Like,
dude, Jub, that's how you sit down quick.
No, but then you got to bullshit with the bartender.
No, just keep your head down.
I agree with that.
Well, that happened. We were into where the hell were we? We were in Morgantown. Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, at Longhorn. No, at Longhorn. You're right. No, that was crazy, Jared.
We sat down.
I've never felt more uncomfortable.
We sat down at a bar to eat. Nobody in the restaurant. It was literally just us and like maybe another table.
Then why did you sit at the bar?
To be quick.
Yeah. So
there's no one in the restaurant.
I don't know, Job. Just please.
So we sit down at the bar.
You didn't agree with this?
No, I don't necessarily like sitting at the bar either. But
were you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were going to Hyco. We were going to Midland Trail, and we sat down at the bar. We were there for like, I don't know, 5 minutes, and then this old lady came up, sat. There's like a million seats. Sat right next to us. And I don't know if it was looked at you and said, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and she was a little...
there was something off. Her iron sights were way off kilter. Yeah. Like she
and
was,
then like we said, no, thank you. We went back to us talking, and she like loudly said, can I buy your dinner?
Yes.
And we were like,
to you?
To all of us.
And
can we I buy like, one of your dinners?
Yeah, and we were like, oh, no, thank you.
And I looked at them. I said, "Guys, we got to get up."
Yeah,
I stood right up, went and sat at a table right behind.
But yeah, that's the problem with sitting at the bar, Job, because then you get fucking freak shows like that come up and sit by you. Then the bartender wants to talk to you, which I get is their job. But I don't like talking to anybody in general, let alone when I'm eating.
Every time I go out, if it's just my dad and I or us three, he'll sit at the bar and instantly start a conversation with the bartender.
He loves
and then the bartender
the bar.
Just keeps coming as we're eating. I hate it. Just leave me alone. I want to eat my food.
He loves sitting at the bar. He's always done that.
Just I can't stand
maybe
it.
Maybe I would a bad one, Jeff. Maybe would a anti-social.
No, but I think there's a limit.
No,
to like,
yeah, there's when you go eat.
If you're in a social setting and your waiter, waitress, or your bartender talks to you for too long, that's a
you
problem.
You gotta have some feel, yeah.
That's a problem.
I do love like going sitting at the bar and getting work done and just not talking to anybody. The bartender should be able to sense the vibe. If you're not like looking up and making eye contact, no one's gonna be really.
You don't do that.
Oh my gosh.
Where do you go to a bar to get work done?
At Ellen Jack's. They got the little bar right there. You just sit down and do.
You're not like, talking about some like.
No, I'm not
bar.
At Wake. I'm not at Wakeham's.
You're not like, 19th hole.
I'm not 19th hole. Like I'm sitting at a bar at a restaurant.
I don't know, but why don't you just
go home. Let's go to like Starbucks or something.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have food there.
See, why not just
go home? Well, they do, but not like enough for a meal.
Egg white Gouda sandwich. Oh, my God.
Job, I'm trying to get
I'd rather just be in my car.
And eat what?
Whatever I want, Chipotle or whatever I pick up.
I can't.
Speaking of that.
I hate eating in the car. I hate it.
Yeah, but I would rather do that than go sit at the bar is what I'm saying.
Okay. But I tell you what. So eating, I ate a chicken Big Mac in the back of your car the other day. That was the first time I've ate in a car in a long time.
Did you love it?
It was good. The chicken Big Mac, though, was really fucking good.
I had, listen.
It was really good. I was a little bit skeptical because he
Didn't you add a different sauce or something?
He was hyping it up.
Two things I need to give a shout out to. One, I want to give a shout out to McDonald's.
John, they're not even serving quarter pounders right now.
Good. Fuck the quarter pounder.
Yeah.
They filled it with something better.
You're right.
Listen.
You're right.
McDonald's is very underrated in terms of fast food. Is fast food king.
It's one of the most popular fucking fast foods in the world.
Bullshit. People,
you can't drive 3 miles without seeing McDonald's.
Those golden arches.
I understand that. But if we were to do a list here of McDonald's of like top fast food,
okay,
I'm the only one that would pick McDonald's at number one. You do Raising Cane's,
McDonald's
Champs,
might be
or whatever that place
Champs
is called.
Champs Chicken.
No, what's the
Chick-fil-A?
What's that
Chick-fil-A.
One that you like? No, Cookout. Cookout. You put all that shit at number one. McDonald's has been here since the day one, grinding it out, and they still innovate. They do it with the McRib, and now they
that
do it.
That McRib stinks,
bullshit. Bullshit. The McRib is a fantastic sandwich, and they came back with this chicken Big Mac, which I think is the best item that McDonald's has ever
not
came
better than
with.
A snack wrap.
Oh, it is.
A snack wrap is so listen to
so
me.
So good.
A snack wrap is so boring because Hannah.
Not McDonald's.
Time out. What's a snack wrap? Go ahead.
Chicken in a wrap, but it's their ranch
what
and their lettuce and their
chicken
cheese.
Big Mac. It's just two McChickens put on top of each other.
There's where you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
A chicken that is on a chicken Big Mac is the tempura coating that is on a
chicken
nugget. No, it's the tempura coating that's on a chicken nugget.
I gotta try this.
It's a big chicken nugget. They really went the distance with this one. They didn't. They did. They did. Listen, they went the
distance. He's so passionate about it.
They did. I had four of them in 7 days. I had four of them in 7 days. They're the best sandwich McDonald's has ever come out with.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life, and quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies, baked with premium imported chocolate, high-quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
For a short break.
Cooley had to leave.
And our camera died.
Cooley had to leave.
In the middle of Jubb's rant.
Yeah, in the middle of Jubb's rant, the camera died. Cooley had to go. And now he's been replaced.
He had to go to a hair appointment. Or haircut.
Who gets their hair cut at 5 p.m.?
Well, I get mine cut at like 9, so I can't tell. I can't even see.
But you don't go to an actual place, though, right?
No, I go to a home.
Yeah.
A home.
Well, I go to
shout out to Coop.
I go to Coop's home.
He gets his hair cut in the home. Here's the other thing that I wanted to give a shout out to. The people who make Takis. Do you know what Takis are? Have you ever had
the
Takis?
The blue flame ones?
No. They came out with one. I can't remember. It's like sweet chili dragon. And it's got a sweet chili. It's got a dragon
sweet
on the case.
Sweet chili dragon.
There's not a brand. I'm not like a huge snack guy. I'll eat snacks every now and then, but I don't like eat chips and I don't eat like there are a rare few things that I eat on the regular. I went out and I got these sweet chili Takis from a store. They are the most flavorful things I've ever had in my life.
No way.
Yes, they are. Whoever makes Takis,
what flavor is it?
Whoever came out
Takis. Okay, they're Takis. hot dragon sweet chili.
Yes. Whoever came up with the recipe for Takis and whoever's out there putting the seasoning in those, Takis are the most phenomenal.
Like, where did snack. You buy it from?
I think 7-Eleven, I think I got them at.
Yeah, there's but a dragon on the front.
The flavor in these things, I've never tasted anything that punches you in the face with so much flavor. They are so good, and I don't know.
Are they hot?
Yeah, they got a little bit kicked.
Are they like really crunchy?
Really crunchy. They're extra crunchy because they're rolled tortilla chips.
Is it hard to eat them?
No. You just get them. I would suggest doing like chopsticks.
Are they sticks?
They look like rolled cinnamon sticks. They're like rolled.
Have you had the blue heat?
No, I haven't had blue. I haven't had blue heat. I haven't had Fuego. They just came out with
intense nacho.
I haven't had that, but they had a zombie for Halloween.
Dragon sweet chili.
That's the best thing I've had.
Better than the Doritos.
That's your number one.
That's
snack
my number
ever.
One snack ever.
Ever. You chip, just had it the other
wise,
day.
Chip wise, that's my number one snack.
What ever. Is it? Spicy.
That is my number one. Yes. Chip-wise is my number one. What Takis, about, I don't know what they're putting in that.
What about Nitro?
Wait a second.
I haven't had those. Oh, no, yeah, I have had those.
This
those
is, like,
too.
Really big.
Yeah, this is big.
So, your entire life,
my entire
you had
life,
Takis for the first time
I,
the
no,
other day.
I've had Takis before.
But you had those.
But I had the Takis Sweet Chili Dragon Lime or whatever they're called. And they are my favorite snack chip of all time. It's not even close. I can't think.
How many other times you had him? One time?
I've had him three times so far.
Because since when?
I had him once during Hannah's birthday, so like the 10th of October. So in the month I've had three times. They are the most flavorful thing I've ever had in my life. I can't think of a close second.
Have you had crunchy fajita or zombie?
I was going to try zombie. I want to get
zombie.
That.
Zombie.
Cucumber and habanero rolled tortilla chips.
Zombie flavor doesn't sound very good to me.
Speaking of that, talking about Halloween, we kind of went off the Halloween topic. I can't stand when snacks are shaped like body parts.
And doesn't Halloween, bother me.
I hate the finger gummies. I watched a guy make candy apples in the shape of baby heads.
What?
A guy made candy apples in the shape of baby heads.
That's just too time consuming. Just make the apple.
What?
I don't understand. I was just trying to think. Do people actually bob for apples?
Yeah. There's like competitions and stuff.
Competitions, huh?
For bobbing for apples.
Like a state title?
I don't know about at fairs and stuff.
All right. I need to get my phone out because I want to read you guys some scary stories.
No, please.
He's not going to be able to sleep.
Job.
What was your best Halloween costume ever that you ever had, Soup?
Probably I went as Shaggy in college.
That was a pretty good. I saw that in your snap memories. That was a good costume.
That was a lot of fun. What about
you? Did
you
have any other cool ones when you were younger?
I really don't remember dressing up as anything specific when I was younger. I think I went as Buzz one year from Toy Story.
Dude, I had this Jango Fett costume when I was probably like, geez, I don't even know, like maybe 8 or 9 from Star Wars. I had the helmet and the jetpack that somebody my mom knew made it. It looked exactly like the movie. It was so fucking cool. And I had a blaster. I had the whole thing. It was like the coolest thing when I was like, I'd say I probably was like 8 or 9.
Yeah, that's
like
sweet.
I said. It was so exciting because I was like, oh my God, I'm the coolest fucking dude ever. I felt like Jango Fett.
I don't know why I shut Halloween down early.
Jub was Yoda that same year. Oh, the lights just went out and so did the camera. Oh, wait, it's back.
It's time for some scary stories.
Brenda's was creepy today.
I'm going to pull my mask down so it sounds good. Are you guys ready?
that sounded like a horse.
Hey, you guys ready?
Yeah. Don't scare me.
Okay. So these are the scary stories that I found on Reddit. This first one is emergency alert. Do not look outside your windows. Emergency alert. Warning. This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test.
Citizens of the world, lock all doors, close all of your blinds. Do not go in near any windows. Do not look outside. Do not leave your house. Stay in a room with no windows. Gather what supplies you can. Turn all of the lights off. Do not open the door for anything. When I first heard it, I didn't even sound real. It sounded fake, like something in a horror movie, but it was an emergency, so I decided I probably should do what they tell me. I grabbed a flashlight, pillow, my phone, charger, food, and basic other stuff to keep me entertained while this stuff happened. I had no idea what was going on, but once I got into the bathroom and got comfy, I texted my parents asking them if they got the alert. They also did. They said, citizens of the world, did they actually broadcast that to the world, I asked myself. So I texted any internet friend that lives across the world, and they said they got it too. Same exact message. And to be honest, it's kind of scary. They tell you what to do, but not what's going on, and people are scared of that. 20 minutes later, emergency alert. This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. Unknown creatures have been knocking on people's doors and been killing people that open the door. There is 5 major hotspots: Washington, D.C., Tokyo, Toronto, Moscow, and London. They have been located all around, but it seems as if they're attacking those first. This is an invasion. Stay in your rooms. Do not open any doors. Do not look outside. They can kill you instantly with just a look. May God help us all. Emergency nuke sirens go off. Tornado sirens are going off. What is going on? Is this a prank? How can an invasion be real? Are aliens real? How can I even comprehend that? I hear my car alarm going off. I hear things being destroyed. They are here. They are killing. It sounds like a war zone out there, but without any guns? What can the government do? Just shoot them? But they would die looking at them. There's no possible way they could ever survive this. We are going to die. I text my parents, but no answer. I text my brother and sister, no answer. I start to panic now. What if my family is gone, and all I can do is listen to the other people's families get murdered? The nuke sirens have started again, and they are very loud, shaking my whole apartment. I wonder what the other people in my building are thinking, probably like me. This is it. This is the end of the world. Everyone on this planet will die. I hear a knock on my door. I don't answer it. I hear someone screaming for me to open it. I mean, it sounded human. Should I open it? No, that would be stupid. Emergency alert. This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. The extraterrestrial are attacking every major city in the world. There is a lot of them. We have not found out what they want. Stay inside. Millions, if not billions, are dead. Stay inside. It is as if the government has given up now. There's no way to fight, and these messages are less helpful each time they come on. If billions are dying, then I don't know how we can survive this. I mean, I have so far, but it doesn't sound like for long. I hear the buildings being destroyed. I hear cars being destroyed. My building has been hit a few times. I'm hearing my world crumble before me. At this point, there's no reason to hope anymore. There's so many people dying, and there's so much chaos. They will get everyone. I would love to know what one of these things looks like, but if I see them, I die. I hope someone takes a picture, and if we do survive, I want to see it. I want to see what's killing us, but the end is nowhere near, and I don't even know how many people we have left. Should I just kill myself? Maybe I should die before they get me. I don't want to die by those things. Plus, what if I do survive and get survivor's guilt? Then there's no way I... Emergency alert! This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. The extraterrestrials have left, and left billions of people dead. If you are alive, please tap the button on your phone now. If on a radio, tune to 104 and state your name and city. We will update you in 20 minutes. There's no way I want to live. That's what I was going to say, and yet, somehow, I'm actually alive. Do I want to die now? Well, no. But how many people are alive? What do these things want? Why did they attack us? There's too many questions to even ask right now. At this point, all we can do is try to figure out some numbers and restart society. How can a world like ours recover from something like this? How long until something is normal again? How long is till society is normal again? Will humanity ever be the same? I don't know. What I do know is that I could have lost everything. I will text my friends and family and come back with some numbers. Emergency alert. This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. We have reported a little over 1 billion people accounted for. Not every country has the technology, so we will investigate those countries in the months coming. We do not understand what these creatures wanted, nor what they have taken. In the next month or two, we'll be figuring out the next steps of humanity. May God help us all. Only three people I know survived. My sister, my uncle, and my best friend. Everyone else is dead. I want to kill myself, but at the same time, humanity needs me. We need each other to continue human life. Only time will tell what to do next, if there's anything to do next.
Jesus.
Dude.
So I didn't know that that was going to be that story, and I'll be honest, I'm a little disappointed.
I've seen
I thought
movie.
It was going to go a little bit differently.
Yeah, I thought what was going to happen was the broadcast was fake.
Yeah, that's what
I
thought. It
was
going to
be like a knock on the door, like everything's good, and it's going to be an alien.
That's what I thought. Wow, I thought that was going to end a lot more grim.
I thought that button.
Well, I guess, like, I mean, what, 5 billion people died?
I guess so.
I thought, wait, how'd you get 5 billion? Did it say that?
They said, well, 1 billion people were left, so.
Have you ever heard of this story?
Oh, there's 6 or 7 billion people on the planet.
I think it's getting up to 7 now, right? 7 billion people on the planet?
7 billion, yeah. Insane. But, dude, I thought, like, that button was going to, like, make all the aliens come towards them or something. All
right, here's another one. This one's much shorter. This is called Mommy Told Me.
Oh, no.
I feel like I've
Mommy told me never to open the basement door, but I wanted to see what was making that noise down there. It kind of sounded like a puppy, and I've always wanted a puppy, so I opened the basement door and just tiptoed down a little bit. I just wanted to peek at the puppy is all. I didn't see a puppy. And when Mommy came and yanked me back upstairs and yelled at me to never go down there again, never, never, never. Mommy had never yelled at me before, so I was scared and I cried. And she said, honey, I'm sorry, and gave me a cookie. It was chocolate chip, which is my favorite. And I felt better, so I didn't ask her why the boy in the basement was making that sad puppy noise and why he had no hands or feet.
Jesus.
I don't like this game.
Joel,
can
no
you read the
or...
NFL stats from yesterday?
Spooky stories.
Good God.
I don't like scary
stories.
Do we have time for one more short one?
I'll see if I can find a
that,
short one.
I was not expecting that, though.
Yeah, Jesus.
That turned quick.
See, that's a true scary story right there.
Yeah, that
I
one
like
was,
that one. Ooh,
that
I like
one was
that
freaking
one.
Me out.
I'll look for some more ones. You guys talk about the NFL.
Well, I went to Monday Night Football last
night.
Yeah,
that was awesome. When did you know you were going?
At about 6 p.m., and the kickoff was at 8:20.
You got dressed real quick and took an Uber?
No, I got dressed, drove to Southside, met my friend, and then we walked.
Where'd you park?
Just on the street in Southside, and then walked across, because it was free. Walked across the bridge, the 10th Street Bridge, then walked down to the, I think it's First Avenue T
Street
station.
Parking's free?
After 5, and then walked across the bridge, walked down to the First Avenue T station, took the T all the way down to the North Shore, and then was right there. It was all free.
That
free
T,
tickets, free.
Is the T free?
Yeah, T's free when you're inside the city. So once you're outside, so like if you're in like the South Hills, I think it's like $3 to get into the city.
The T is where that's like the transit, right?
That's the train.
It is packed after Steelers games.
Oh, it
looks like a zombie movie.
Mayhem. But it's so nice because you don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about anything like paying for. You don't have to worry about shit.
Yeah, that's just awesome.
But that T station right next to Akershire is a nightmare. But we usually go to the one, I think it's called North Side. I forget what it's called. But it's like right under like Rally House.
How cool was Renegade last night?
That's my. It honestly, Renegade is one of my favorite sports things ever.
Dude,
I love it.
And
it's so cool.
The lights get a little dim.
It's so cool.
Oh, it's awesome, dude.
But do you have one more scary story before we wrap up? Short episode today.
I have a couple ones here. These are real short.
We have a meeting at 5.
We do?
Well, we did. Sub does.
You do?
Well, I mean, we all can if we want to go.
Oh. Here's one. A young boy is sleeping in his bed on a usual night. He hears footsteps outside his door and peeks out of his eyes to see what is happening. His door swings open quietly to reveal a murderer carrying the corpses of his parents. After silently propping them up on a chair, he writes something on the wall in the blood of the dead bodies. He then hides under the child's bed. The child is scared beyond belief. He He can't read the writing on the wall, and he knows the man is under his bed. Like any child, he pretends that he slept through the whole thing and hasn't awoken yet. He lays still as the body is quietly hearing the breath from under his bed. After hours pass, his eyes are adjusting more and more to the darkness. He tries to make out the words, but it's a struggle. He gasps when he finally makes out the sentence on the wall. I know you are awake. He feels something shift under his bed. Dun, dun, dun.
That's it?
That's it.
Jesus.
All right, here we go. Think
I like that if one. I read that like as a fourth or fifth grader, I'm scared right now. Here if I go. Read that as like a little kid, I'd be freaking out.
This had to be
a
last
man
one.
Leaves his house every morning to walk to work and passes a mental hospital surrounded by a wooden fence. Every morning, the patients are out in the yard and can hear them saying in unison, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. One day, he gets curious and looks through the hole in the fence. Suddenly, a stick shoots out and pokes him in the eye. He cries, falls to the ground, and an ambulance takes him away. While on the cart and rolling towards the ambulance, he hears from beyond the fence, 11, 11, 11, 11.
Wow.
They've poked 11 people with sticks?
I guess so.
That's not really even scary. That just kind of like...
No, ooh, that's probably something that...
just
like,
disturbing.
Yeah. There was one more on here that I saw that we can do real quick. It's about a...
Jared's poor tummy from that onion.
Oh, is that the scary story?
Yeah.
This one...
I forgot I ate that, except when I smelled my fingers.
I heard one. This was a father is laying in bed after waking up. He grabs the baby monitor and walks to his desk at his office at his home. He has his baby on the baby monitor and hears his wife singing to the baby. He cracks a smile and then he hears his wife say, "Go to sleep, go to sleep." When suddenly the front door opens and his wife comes in with groceries.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun!
Ew, I don't like that one either.
All right. I don't like them all. Thanks. I don't like any of them.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to episode 133, I think, of the Pioneer Podcast. It's a little bit of a Halloween special. We didn't do anything great this year with Halloween, but we're going to work on that next year, and we got some stuff planned for the new year.
We've been busy.
As we move on through the new year. So, stick up to date with everything that we do, and if there's anything you need to know, visit pinerumstudios.com. Happy Halloween. Check your candy. We love you very much. And check under your bed.
Ooh. Bye-bye.